This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Polling for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections concluded this evening in 102 constituencies across 21 states and union territories. Barring a few untoward incidents, the polling remained by and large peaceful. As per initial reports, overall about 62% voting was recorded till 5 p.m. Along with Lok Sabha elections, single-phase legislative assembly elections were also held in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. In the first phase, voting was held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. They include 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling was also held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbananda Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Soundararajan and Jitin Prasad. Besides, Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram, and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate has been sealed in the EVMs. The voter turnout till 5 p.m. in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections was recorded over 62% in Tamil Nadu, over 53% in Uttarakhand, in Arunachal Pradesh nearly 54%, in Meghalaya around 70%, over 50% in Rajasthan, over 46% in Bihar, more than 63% in Madhya Pradesh, in Uttar Pradesh over 57%, in Maharashtra nearly 55%, and in West Bengal more than 77% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. In Chhattisgarh, polling was held in Maoist-affected Bastar Lok Sabha constituency, where over 63% polling was reported till 5 p.m. Now we go over live to our Delhi correspondent Durgesh Bhadoria for the latest update on the polling percentage. Durgesh?
Valsa, in this first phase, polling for the 102 parliamentary constituencies spread across 17 states and 4 UTs has concluded. The voting window stretched from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. in most states, while it ended earlier between 3 to 4 p.m. in northeastern states, hilly areas and LWE areas. Barring a few isolated incidents, overall the process remained incident-free. Now regarding the voter turnout, like you said, by 5 p.m. West Bengal recorded the highest participation at 77.57%, followed by Tripura, which recorded 76.1%, Manipur recorded 68%, Meghalaya at 69%, and Assam recorded a turnout of over 70%. Meanwhile, Tamil Nadu participation stood at 62.08%, J&K 60.65%, Uttar Pradesh at 57.54%, Bihar at 46.32%, and Rajasthan at 50.27%. Well, sir, like you said, 8 union ministers, including Nitin Gadkari, Kiran Rijiju, Bhupendra Yadav, Arjun Ram Meghwal and Jitendra Singh were among the candidates in the fray today. The Election Commission ensured adequate arrangements to ensure fairness of the electoral process. Now the fate of the 1,625 candidates has been sealed in the EVM machines with results slated for June 4th. Back to you, Valsa.
Thank you, Durgesh, for all those details. Filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended this evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Campaigning has intensified for the subsequent phases of Lok Sabha polls, with senior leaders of various political parties addressing multiple rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a gathering in Gajrola area of Amroha district in Uttar Pradesh today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting at Katihar in Bihar. In sports news, in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings in Lucknow today. The match will start at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Punjab Kings by 9 runs in Chandigarh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.